Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the work of giving, how God wants us to give in a variety of ways with an attitude that honors Him. And so we've talked this week about giving to those in need, about giving what you owe. And today we're going to talk about and pray about giving cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, "Each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." There's a lot of things tied together in this verse and in the instructions of God's Word regarding how we give. And there are those that will believe and teach and practice the idea that this verse does away with God's commands or instructions that we ought to give. Because He says, decide for yourself, decide in your heart. Unfortunately, the problem with that is that it reveals a problem with our heart if we decide not to give. We recognize that giving is an act of love, that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, and we know what love is because He first loved us. And so if we decide to choose to use this verse to justify simply not giving, perhaps we need to have a heart checkup as to why we're not interested. But it also creates an issue with the times where particularly those of us in preaching positions and leadership positions can easily slide into using guilt to persuade people to give. And it's clear that God's desire is that we're not putting a guilt trip on anyone. I do believe there's a distinction, and a very clear distinction, between guilt and conviction. Guilt God will not use to bring us to a point of doing what we ought to do, but He will, with the power of His Spirit, convict us that we need to change. And I believe that when it comes to that difference between giving reluctantly and giving cheerfully, guilt draws us to a point of reluctant giving. Conviction draws us to a point of cheerful giving. And sometimes we notice things, we understand things, we are made aware of things that God's Spirit continually nudges and sometimes pokes us sharply to say, what are you going to do? And it's not an attempt to create guilt. It's an attempt to convict us of what we ought to do. The Bible says, for the one that knows the right that they ought to do and does not do it, it is sin. And so when we give cheerfully, it's a matter of deciding in our heart and our mind that we want to. Most things in life, the level of our cheerfulness tends to follow the level of our desire. If we want to do something, we're generally pretty happy about it. If we're doing something because we don't want to but have to, we can be rather reluctant. And it can often show. And so many times we get caught up in doing things out of obligation that God wants us to do out of desire. We look for volunteers in various areas within church, any church really. And generally there may be one or two that jump at the opportunity and say, I would love to do that. Many tend to respond, at least in the places that I've been associated with. If no one else will, I guess I will. Now, sometimes that's simply because they're already busy. They're already doing a lot of things, and, well, they don't want to take the opportunity for someone that God might be convicting and calling to do it. And I understand that. That's reasonable. Especially if there's not a conviction from God in their life that they ought to do it, they simply want to make sure it doesn't go undone. But there are others that I believe God has called and convicted that it's something they ought to be doing, but they'd just rather not. And they'll wait and see how long they can stall. And that's true with our works of service. It's true with our work of giving. It's true with our life. But when Paul writes and he says each one should give what he has decided in his heart, he's not talking about letting guilt determine our giving. He's not talking about letting emotion determine our giving. He's talking about letting God determine our giving. We're spending time with God. The leadership here at Deer Run, and we've been asking the congregation to join us in doing a similar thing regarding our air conditioning needs. To simply spend time with God, to allow His Spirit to bring about the amount that... Not necessarily the amount you think you can give, the amount He wants you to give. Those can be different numbers. But it's through time with God that we decide in our heart what we ought to give. What's a gift that's worthy of our King, of our Lord, of our Savior? And when we determine in our heart that it's for Him, then our attitude about giving it generally changes. When we're giving something to a person that doesn't appreciate it, that history has shown will likely waste it, but we take pity on them, we feel sorry for them, we are convicted to do something, our level of cheerfulness generally isn't the same as if we're giving it to somebody that is overjoyed that they were thought of, that views that gift as an answer to their prayers, that appreciates greatly that somebody helped. Now again, the reaction of another person should not be what determines what we give or what we don't give. But the cheerfulness of our giving ought to be determined by the fact that we're giving it to God. And I think sometimes when we give our tithes and offerings at church, when we give to those in need, we're not nearly as cheerful as we ought to be, or not nearly as cheerful as we could be, because we've forgotten we're giving to God. It looks like we're giving to that organization. It looks like we're giving to that person. And we know we ought to, but We don't really want to that much. When we shift our focus and recognize that when we determine in our heart that not only what we give, but who we're giving to, then we ought to have a transformed attitude of cheerfulness that we get to give to God. There are times, well, what if they waste it? What if the church doesn't spend it like I think they should and it's wasted? What if that person goes out and buys drugs and wastes it? And they might, in both cases. But if you're giving it to God, it's no longer yours. Their wastefulness, their misuse, if such is the case, really becomes between them and God as to what they're doing with what God has provided. Exactly the same as your giving or lack of giving is really between you and God with in regard to what you're doing with what he's provided. I think it's much easier to see the wastefulness of others than it is to see our own. And we hold on because that's our nature. And God says he loves a cheerful giver. One that gives with great joy. One that has a desire. Not to give what they have to, but to give all that they can to God. As I mentioned in the message Sunday, the ones that we love, we generally wish we could do more for. We give as generously as we think we can, and yet there's always more we would like to do. We want our spouse, our children, to have the best. And we do what we can. The one that we love, God, is the one that loves us best. And we learn to give according to the desires of our heart when the desires of our heart are turned toward God, and then we learn to give cheerfully. And we watch as we discover our giving is simply returning what God has already given us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. It's because of your love that we know anything at all about giving in a way that is good and right. So God, today, help us to examine our life with the help of your Spirit. Help us to consider the giving that we've done in our life, the giving that we're currently doing, the giving that we will do. May it be that which is not out of guilt or compulsion, not that which is reluctantly held back, but giving that is cheerful and deliberate. And Father, may we learn that because we've seen you give to us with your Son, with the price for our freedom, the price for salvation. Father, as we consider a day here in the United States where we remember the freedom that was proclaimed and given to a group of slaves in Galveston, Texas, and we rejoice that freedom was proclaimed and given, may our rejoicing be even greater that we have a greater freedom that was given through the blood of Jesus. That our slavery to sin no longer has dominion over us. And Father, because you have given, may we know what it's like to give, not only to give back to you, but to give to others. So God, today, as we go through life, as we have opportunities to reflect on what we ought to give, may within that reflection there be a reminder of what we've been given. And Father, in all areas of life, in our giving to you, through a church, through a mission organization, through people in need, may we give cheerfully. May we recognize the positive influence of the conviction of your Spirit. Father, as we give cheerfully, may we do so in a manner that shares Jesus, in a manner that makes him known, in a manner that lifts him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.